Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In 1990, Tim O'Brien wrote a book called The Things They Carried. It's a fascinating series of linked stories about a platoon of U.S. soldiers traveling through the horrors of the Vietnam War. And the reader is introduced to and recognizes the characters based on the things that they carry. First Lieutenant Jimmy Cross carried a picture of a girl named Martha, cut from her high school yearbook, and also her letters. They weren't love letters, but hope letters, hope of a relationship yet to come. Henry Dobbins, a big man, carried extra rations, especially his favorite canned peaches. Dave Jensen, who was serious about field hygiene, carried a toothbrush, dental floss, and several small bars of soap. They all carried handguns, silencers, and plastic explosives. They carried all the ammunition they could bear, and then some. They carried a silent awe for the terrible power of the things they carried. And when a man died, they then carried his things and the weight of the memory. Fear added weight to the things they carried. And due to the illogical nature of war, they struggled to carry hope for humanity. We encounter in our text today two others on a long road. It's been one of the worst times in their life. They just watched Jesus die on a cross and his body put into a tomb. He's gone, and they still don't understand what happened. They thought he was going to save the world. They had hoped he would be the one to redeem Israel. The women who went to his tomb to care for the body found no body, but instead saw a gardener. And they claim that this gardener is the risen Messiah. But where is he? And what are they supposed to do with their life now? We don't know why these two men left Jerusalem and headed down the road to Emmaus, but they did. There's nothing left in Jerusalem for them anymore, so they walk 7 miles, 7 long miles, 7 miles to talk, 7 miles to process, 7 miles to reflect upon the what ifs and the what nows. And they likely carried some food, some bedding, some water. But these two men also carried with them sadness, despair, confusion, shattered dreams, and crushed hopes as they headed down the road to Emmaus. Theologian Frederick Buechner claims that Emmaus for the disciples and for us is the place we go to escape. A bar, a movie, the beach, the back porch, or wherever it is when we throw up our hands and say, to heck with the whole darn thing, it makes no difference anyway. He says that Emmaus is whatever we do or wherever we go to make ourselves forget that the world holds nothing secret. That even the wisest and bravest and loveliest decay and die. Biblical archaeologists have been unable to determine exactly where Emmaus is. But we know. Emmaus is the place we go when we fail the test. When we've had one too many arguments with someone that we love. When the work is piled too high and the demands at home are too many, When the rejections come in one after another and the bottom of our life is closer than the top. It's the place we go when we lose all hope. And we too carry things on the way to our Emmaus. We carry lots and lots and lots of our stuff. Regret, anger, despair, exhaustion, and pain. And just like a heavy laden fruit tree whose branches bend so close to the ground, we at times are so bent under the things that we carry that we can hardly stand, and we struggle to each day put one foot in front of the other. Jesus met the disciples on the road to Emmaus, burdened, heavy laden, and without hope. And no matter where our Emmaus is or what we carry, Jesus meets us there too. Jesus walked that long road with the disciples, but Jesus didn't just show up and walk. Jesus asked the disciples what they're talking about. And he listens to the horrors of their past week and the roller coaster of their emotions. He lets them talk out loud and process what's been going on. Jesus lets the disciples share some of the saddest words that a person can utter. We had hoped. And in the intimacy of that road, Jesus opened up the scriptures to them and let the disciples begin to understand and to heal. Sometimes when we are really hurting, when we're on our walk towards our Emmaus, we don't always need words, but a hug or a handshake, a big bowl of ice cream, or just sitting with another in silence. Sometimes that's all we need. But there are other times when we need to walk our road with someone. And we need to talk. Many of us who have older children know that it's often not until we say goodnight that the real conversations begin. In the quiet of the room, in the safety and the intimacy of the space, we walk together, parent and child, down the road to Emmaus. And the things which the child carries begin to seep out, the hurts and the angers, the joy and the pain. And as we pray and invite God into that space, we can begin to make sense of what the child carries and then somehow begin to move beyond it, somehow, some way. We had a woman come to Faith's yard sale on Friday. She arrived early, she left, and then she returned a bit later in the morning. And when she returned, she took a seat near one of the tables in here and just slowly sipped on a drink. She was pointed out to me, and so I went and sat down with her, and she began to share that she was at a point in her life when she needed to be with people. And in the safe space of Faith Lutheran, during the absolute craziness of the yard sale, she shared the things that she carried. And Faith Lutheran that day became her Emmaus. And those of us here on Friday were blessed to be with her on her journey. Can this congregation meet us on our road to Emmaus as Jesus meets us? Can we bring the things we carry, our stuff, into this place and be accepted? Can we speak our words of lost hope? Can we share that I hoped I would be accepted? I hoped that people would understand. I hoped this job would be different, or I hoped that my family could stay together? Can we give each other the time to walk the 7 or 70 or 700 miles that we need to talk about the things that we carry? Jesus offers us the chance to tell our story, to give words to what we feel, and to name the things that we carry. And when we're ready, Jesus will meet us on our road, no matter where we are, and no matter what we carry. And Jesus will stay with us and share a meal with us until our eyes are opened, until God's promised grace becomes a reality, and until we too can share the story of how we met Jesus on the way to Emmaus, and then begin that long walk, one with another. Amen.